spring show. I hope you guys are settled. I hope you guys are relaxed. I hope you're getting yourself all situated. I am. I just got finished drinking my water, getting myself ready for the night. But it's Wednesday. It's December the 2nd. It's a very interesting day, interesting time. We just had a full moon. We had a lot of things going on. But now it's time to get into the weather. And the winter's coming. December the 21st, I believe it's the first day of winter, if I'm not mistaken. It's around about that time of the month. And as we change and we get ourselves covered down, winter showed up early across the United States. Even in Florida, we got some cold on the ground. Everybody's acting like we ain't good enough to be cold down here in Florida. So I'm going to join my co-hosts and let them talk about these cold-ass places that they happen to be frequenting. So y'all know we got my girl Helen in the building, so let's go ahead and welcome in Lil Shawty,
But I'm just a little salty you ain't had to go down like me. I'm talking about, I mean, yeah, it was 20 degrees this morning.
Whew. I mean, it just went down like a dude trying to eat some pussy.
Nah, it went down further than that. I kid you not. Elsa was out that bitch playing today.
So he was licking some. He was licking some kneecaps, huh?
He was licking some slime. I don't know what it was, but baby.
All right. Well, you know, we got to get that raspy voice devil on the line. So let's go ahead and bring him in too. You know, you got your boy D in the field. What a new scratchy voice.
Shut up, man.
Why we gotta start?
On top of all that, y'all over there crying about a little 20 degrees, man. Cut it out.
What you not about to do? I thought we was better than this. I thought we was here. I'm doing the eye-to-eye thing. I thought we was here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Y'all over there crying about a little 20 degrees.
Well, that's cold. That ain't no light work. Maybe for you, not for me.
Put on some socks, some jeans.
Man, look, let me tell you, I had on
sweater
two pairs
and a
of
jacket.
Pants. You out your damn mind. I had on two pairs of pants, two shirts,
listen,
a sweater, and two jackets.
I got two long sleeve shirts that I possess.
Just because you from way up there and y'all like y'all weather like y'all like y'all women, cold and aggressive, that ain't got nothing to do with me, bro.
Oh, damn.
That's
so that's right, how y'all
man.
Like
them,
right?
No. Ooh. It's just.
Yeah, they don't mind a girl going to, you know, a couple of rounds with them in the boxing ring. I promise you, all up north dudes don't mind. Like,
you know, I really believe that because, baby, the stuff I be seeing.
Right, like don't get me wrong. Down south dudes got their whole other issues. Like I know down south men are they special needs. Like I ain't gonna get into all of that.
Yeah,
but
they
y'all southern dudes are possessive. Yeah. Y'all killing chicks.
No.
Y'all still killing chicks.
Southern dudes are possessive? Bruh. No.
Yep. They're straight up killer chicks. Y'all straight up killer chicks, man. I don't have them.
I don't have them.
First off, let me be clear. Okay, I have not dated in a long time. I went from basically me and my wife being what we were to deciding that we wanted to be together to being married. Like really going through that whole dating realm and doing the whole date thing for a long time. Yeah, I'm good on that. Here's the thing. Because Helen, I think you're the only person out there that's actively trying to figure out this dating thing. Like, I can't date in 2020 or 2021. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, if anything was to happen to me and my wife's relationship, if anything was to happen to her, I'm I tell anybody, bitch, I'm in a whole period the rest of my life. I don't care how y'all feel about it. It's not another woman out there. Cause, bro, like, let me say this, y'all. And I'm not saying this. I'm not trying to badly win this.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I am.
I ain't trying to bash women, but I need to say this because I love y'all. I really, 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 really love y'all. Dwayne will tell you, it takes a lot to get me to disrespect a woman. And D know me. D have been around me, and D will tell you, at times he'd be like, bro, I don't see how you deal with it. I would have been gonna punch that bitch in the mouth. The difference
that was me. I used to sound like that.
I need to say this because I'm struggling with the females right now. Like, I need y'all to pick a, and when they say pick a struggle, I need y'all to pick a struggle. Whatever you want to go with, I need y'all to stand that. If you're going to be a lesbian all the time. If you're going to be a stud all the time. If you're going to be a transsexual, be a transsexual all the time. I don't want to hear, listen, 2021, if you act like a bitch, I'm going to treat you like a bitch.
You got to go for dudes, too?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
I'm hurting, bruh. Because here's the thing. I sit back, and I love people. Don't get me wrong, because this ain't even a male or a female statement. I'm going to actually talk about America, people. I am so tired of some of y'all whiny-ass motherfuckers. But let me say this like this. If you don't want to do what it is somebody asking you to do, go sit down. If you the supervisor, right? Let me give y'all some examples. If you the supervisor at the job, don't pass your responsibilities off to other people and then don't give them your paycheck. You the supervisor. If you the manager, be the manager. If you the boyfriend, be the boyfriend. If you, come on, man. We got to get back to being normal again. Like, I ain't saying you can't have what you want to have, but accept that shit. Like, be really about what you're doing. I'm so tired of people. Like, y'all don't understand. Y'all irritate me. And I ain't talking about Dwayne and Helen, because I know y'all my people. And the rest of my crew, y'all know y'all my people. But I'll give you a perfect example, right? Today I reach out to a young man, and this is a black issue. So I reach out to a young man because I'm looking at trying to do some things with him. Helen, you know I've been grinding, doing my thing on the back end, right?
Mm-hmm.
People, if somebody reach out to you through social media because they find your business page, I'm going to say this for all my entrepreneurs out there because I need y'all to feel me on this. Bitch, I'm not your motherfucking friend when you hit me up in your inbox if you don't know me.
Okay.
Because I'm tired. Like, if people are coming to you as a business, black folks, the reason why our businesses are struggling, y'all don't understand what the fuck customer service is. There's three major levels. There's three major levels to customer service. I'm going to help y'all out with three of them tonight. Level one, consumer to business, which means as a customer, I know I'm looking for a product. I go talk to the business owner. It is my job to convey to the business owner what I'm trying to do or get from their business. Okay? Part two is business owner to consumer. That is still customer service. You need to explain your business. You need to tell them all the options. There's an old saying, keep it simple, stupid, or the easier way is talk to everybody as if they're stupid when it comes to your business and your product. We don't know what you do. Believe it or not, people, most of the people that's reaching you about your business, somebody else recommended your business.
Give me that.
Most of the time, we don't even really look no more. We go on Facebook, hey, anybody know where you can get such and such? We go to Twitter. Anybody know where you can get such and such? You go to IG. Anybody know where you can get such and such? But the problem is when you reach out to these businesses directly, y'all uppity-ass niggas act like somebody owe y'all something. Bitch, this your business. If your business fails tomorrow, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say on that. I'm going to move on. Because they're going to say I'm in here preaching and they ain't trying to preach. But I had to get that off my chest because over the last couple of weeks, I have been trying to do business with black business owners. And I'm going to continue to do business with black business owners. But y'all better get y'all shit together. If you want my motherfucking money, because I'm going to tell you, Walmart don't get my money regularly. Target doesn't get my money regularly. I can tell you right now, there's a local produce stand. There's three local produce stands that I go frequent every week. Why? Because it's a local business. But when I go in there, they remember me. They treat me like I'm somebody. I don't give a fuck if your business is online. Learn how to treat your customers as if they are something and somebody. Because the biggest complaint that I see on social media, everybody thinks that they're a business. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you think you're a business, you better understand how to do business. And if your business is not up to par, whatever the fuck my review is of your business is what it's going to be.
And if you're really your opinion,
though. It is my opinion. But here's what people have to understand. If you're... Opinion in business is not an opinion, baby. Because there's some things that's factual about business. If you say that you're going to mail out a product, you got so many time in between the money is exchanged to get that mail out with the proper things being done. If you're not doing the proper things, you shouldn't be in business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I give you that, but I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Listen. If your product is subpar, we can talk on the side and we can figure out how to help get your product better. Because people have to understand, it's not about destroying the black community. But when we move into 2021, as people are coming back into business, as we come out of this COVID situation, and people are truly trying to be about business, we have to now teach people how to do business. It's important. Anywho, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back with Big Back and Friends after this quick commercial break. We have Black History and World History coming up, and y'all know we're going to talk about our sponsor for another commercial break.
Together, you know it. But when we are
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant Perks Wholesale and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to mix it up. I always get in trouble. The production manager always ends up cussing me out. But I realized today was a certain day when I was talking to a friend of mine today. If I'm not mistaken, let me make sure that I got the right day selected because I want to make sure that I'm correct in this. So Black History of World History is going to talk about a person who's actually still living. I know the production manager sent me Mr. Johnson, which was one of the leaders of the NAACP, and please go look him up. He's a very important figure. Him and his wife were activists and writers in the NAACP. But because of what today is, I want to talk to you about somebody. There's a friend of mine. She's a Taurus as well. We're very good friends, and she's an author. She's a mom. She's written books. She has an online business. She does a lot of things. But what moves me so much about her is who she is and what she is. So with today being the day that it is, I was so proud because 1 year, I was watching her be a part of a coalition movement, and her face was painted on the side of a bus. And that bus went all over the United States, and her face was finally shown on a Super Bowl commercial. It aired originally for the Super Bowl, and it was for National HIV and AIDS Awareness. Her name is Renee Burgess. She is a very close and personal friend of mine. She got HIV and AIDS through her now ex-husband, who's now in jail, who lied to her the entire time that they were together, who basically was sleeping with women all up and down the Eastern Seaboard, knew he was HIV positive, and she did not find out too. She not only got married, but she found out most importantly because she was pregnant. And she went in and she found out she was pregnant, and during those tests, she found out she was HIV positive by her husband. The name of her book is, I believe, is, not going to lie, I'm going to go to her page and I'm going to put the book that she wrote here at the end. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go get the book and post it. But she was the person on the halftime commercial who said, I am a mother. She didn't get HIV, she didn't get AIDS by going out and doing anything nefarious, and she was committed to her relationship. But the very man who preyed on her, who intentionally infected her and several, the number is way over 10, several other women from Florida all the way up to the Carolinas into Virginia. And we became great friends. We shared a love and a passion for Raheem Devon. She's still going strong. She takes her medication. She's been in a couple of different relationships after that. She's been with people who've been HIV positive. She's also been in relationships with people who haven't. The relationship that she's currently in, they're beautiful and they're happy, and there is life after tragedy. But I wanted to spotlight her because not only with this day being what it is, I think we need to also realize and be resilient that even through tragedy, even through the worst things that you could possibly imagine in life, Mike Tyson always used to have a favorite quote, and it used to say, he used to basically tell people, everybody has a plan in life until you get hit. Renee had all types of plans in life. But I wanted to spotlight her because she is a part of the original motivation of why I created this platform in 2008. We wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be here today had it not been for her. encouraging me, motivating me, and pushing me to do what I'm doing today. So it was more befitting that in the memory of her, we tell her story, but we also give a little history for the roundtable. So y'all, please, if you can, show some love to my homegirl today, Renee Burgess. Thank you for being everything that you are. Let me get Helen and Dwayne back in here. Guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Been going so hard already. We didn't even talk about, man, what y'all did and ate over the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, what y'all do over the holiday?
I should deal with my family.
Okay.
Wow. Literally. I didn't do nothing, man. I sat back and I tried something new. You know, man, I've been playing around. So I played around and I smoked the whole turkey.
How did that come out, bro?
It was all right. Well, man, it was the first time doing it, so it was, you know how that go.
Now, I'm a proponent. If
I didn't burn it. It wasn't dry. Just...
Look, okay.
Just wasn't,
so
you
that
know
little thing went out. Now, if I have to eat turkey, for me personally, I prefer fried turkey. But if you know we're gonna do turkey, I'll eat turkey. But you gotta give it to me. You either gotta give it to me fried, or I'm only taking one slice of that.
That's
shit.
What
give
we
me
had.
Like
we had
turkey.
Fried turkey.
See, I'm from the country. Give me that fried bird, baby.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Well, he fried one and we fried and smoked one.
See, that's like no country right there. Country niggas, they listen, there'd be a fried one, smoked one, baked one. Like, y'all just don't know how to sit down. Y'all do the most.
Bro, I be saying the same thing because it don't be nothing but us. I'm like, bro. Like, this is too much. All we need is one fried bird.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I normally get a fried bird every year, but this year it wasn't nobody coming over to the house. It was just us. So we had already, I think her baby mom's her people already did the turkey. So I had a free turkey. So I said, fuck it, let me fuck this over.
Okay. Okay, production manager, I want to ask two questions to the guests and to the co-host. So I want to see what people think about this question. Question number one, first question. How many meats is traditionally on a black person's table for Thanksgiving?
Okay, you got
everybody hype up the size,
Let me break it down. Okay, you got the turkey. You got the ham. Chicken, whatever which way you want to do it, baked, barbecue, fried, whatever you want to do. Let me see. It depends on where the fuck you at, because you might find some fish some damn well. So I'm just saying. It's crazy.
Now, Dwayne,
I'm sorry. When I say ham, you could also say chitlins and all that nasty shit that I
don't
know.
Nah, fuck all that shit.
So,
you fucked up an appetite. See, I was hungry a little bit. I'm just saying.
You might get smoked neck bones and all that. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's in the collard greens.
That's
yeah,
in the collard
greens.
Greens or the. That's it.
Or
a
nice ham hock in the collard greens. So,
now that's what I prefer.
You don't eat collard greens, but you eat pumpkin pie. Come on now, Dwayne.
Come on, man.
I've had it, but I've never been a collard green either. So I've always had my own special dish, which was cabbage.
Now here's why I can say she does, because he'll tell you. When we was out in Iraq and we had Thanksgiving, he'll tell you, I wanted that bitch to cuss out everybody in the kitchen.
You did, too, did. But it was funny, though. It was funny.
Let me explain this to y'all, right? So we had a manager who ran the kitchen who was a white guy, and he was a drunk at best, right?
And he ain't care what was going on. As long as the food tastes it somewhere good. But as long as the food tastes good.
What y'all have to understand, is that most of these restaurants and this facility we're in, you got Indian people trying to make the food.
Yeah. But you can't wait. You can't shit on him because when he did get down and got in there and cooked, man, your man was nice with it.
So I told him like this. I said, look, y'all, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but we're getting ready to have American Thanksgiving. And what you can't have is a bunch of foreigners trying to make American Thanksgiving taste like American Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You right.
I got in there. I did my due. I pulled in my girls because, you know, I had the two Lisas, white and black. I had a few other people. We did our thing. But, like, I had a whole conversation with somebody, and they was trying to explain to me the importance of the thighs. And I said, bitch, okay, yes, the thighs are important. I said, but, bitch, don't let the meat not be good, and I can guarantee you ain't a motherfucker in that bitch for to be happy.
Everybody's gonna be mad as hell.
See, there's two things you can't fuck up. You can't fuck up the ham, because you know most people won't eat the turkey. You can't fuck that up. You can't fuck up the macaroni and cheese, and you can't fuck up the potato salad.
So I was just gonna say, if he don't say potato salad, we fight. We fight.
Okay, so let me bring you to the south a little bit, because that's up north. Let me bring you to the south a little bit. So the ham is important, and we're going to do turkey. In the south, I don't give a damn what else happened. Those two meats right there is going to get cooked. That's one and two. That's a staple.
Right.
Now, I don't know about the Midwest, you know, where they do the brisket and all that other shit and everywhere else you go. But in the south, the south. With the F, S-O-U-F, South.
I got you.
I can guarantee you, there is a rack of ribs that is made for Thanksgiving, at least one.
See, I wanted to say it though, but I grouped all that in with the ham. It was all
no,
pig.
No, we don't give a fuck about ham. They ain't got shit to do with ham. No.
I'm just saying, it was all the pig. You know what I'm saying? All
somebody
getting weed.
Up that morning and putting some ribs on the grill, and we're going to have some ribs for them. That's just where I'm from. I'm from the South. I'm country.
I was going to do it, but I was like, I don't feel like doing it. I ain't going to do it.
I can honestly say, I cannot remember a year that I did not have ribs for Thanksgiving other than when I was in the military. That was it. That's the only time I didn't have ribs for Thanksgiving.
I don't know. See, look, I can't say that because when I got deployed and I was on Anaconda, our shit was spread it out, man. We had it all. So I can't say the ribs wasn't there because I think the ribs wasn't there. So, yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys, we got to take a quick commercial break before somebody say that I'm muting people because I don't have control, the production manager do, but we got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to play a little Love Is Blind. We'll be right back.
Yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings, and you stayed. What made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smacked you down cause he said you was too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from his
love
seed.
Is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you. but no helper, huh? Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day, and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did, but came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby, ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business, that it was her life, and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said, just for him, I keep a ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect to help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind.
Like, I was really ready to square up But anyway, I'm going to let you finish. Because you see him. No, but see, the way you put your sentence together, Chisman.
You about to get muted. You about to get muted.
I'm done.
See, Helen, this is why I will take you nowhere, because you're always being difficult for no reason. Go to timeout. Go sit in the corner.
See, look, there it goes. Did you hit the button? Did it hit you with the button? All right, cool.
I'm still here. Am I here? Mike, one, two.
All right, so we also have, okay, Helen, this one's for you, Helen. You ready? This one's for you.
Oh, see, here we go.
Today is also National Special Education Day. Dwayne, that's all right.
Oh, I almost called this nigga to be Wayne. Somebody better get, production
what was
to
it?
Mute him.
What happened? I didn't even say that.
Special Ed. He called me special ed. I ain't say you. I said mute Donald.
Oh, yeah. See, look, he got the button. He ain't going to be able to do it. He ain't going to do it.
So. He got the button.
Yeah. Y'all don't know my problem.
What's the next one?
All right, so we got a couple more things. We got a couple more things we got to get through. Let's see. We also have National Fritters Day. Helen, I don't even know. That question is better fit for Dwayne. You know what a fritter is, right, Dwayne?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure, because you know a lot of people don't be knowing food. All right.
I know what a damn fritter is.
All right, and then we have last one of the day. We have National Package Protection Day. I don't know why that needs to be a day. Like, I mean,
because they disrespectful.
Like, why do we need to
better do it?
First of all, bro, let me tell you something. I've already told everybody my businesses are all on vacation until January the 3rd. If you do something, understand. If you go and order something from me, I'm getting it out to you as quickly as possible. But I'm not re-upping my inventory. I'm not doing nothing new until January. Why? I'm not fighting with no lines. It's COVID out here. The money ain't that serious for me. I love everybody, but I'm not dying for nobody.
Mm.
Like, that's not that serious.
Anyway,
I know we read the advertisement earlier, but I want to say this before we go into the next commercial break. And Dwayne be talking about I'm trying to mute people again. If you drink tea, if you are a tea drinker, please go to ashemporiumet.com. I'm also going to reach out to Yvonne and see if we can get a Christmas sponsor code, whatever it is that she wants to come in from and talk to her, and see if we get a sponsor code for the show that we can read out for the second commercial break. But I want you guys to drink herbal tea as much as you can over this break. I don't make any money from this. I'm not trying to make money from this. I don't really care about making money from this. But if we're going to talk about supporting black businesses, you need to drink as much tea and hot products as you can over the winter. So please, Ashemporiumet. What was that, Dwayne? Helen, somebody?
All I said was amen.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, let's make sure we do that. So there's a couple of other things I wanted to get to. I want to start a new segment starting next year. Dwayne, I want this to be your segment because I think you
would
do really good with this segment.
What is this?
For each show, I want you to come up with something. How did I say it earlier? Let me see if I can say it how I said it earlier. Something a crackhead would say. Something a crackhead would say for $1,000. We're gonna act like
Like I know crackheads like that, right? I'm far removed from the crackhead life.
Bro, what state you in?
I ain't never been one.
What state you in?
Stop hanging around your motherfuckers.
They still up there, bro. Y'all in Philadelphia. Y'all still got crackheads up there.
I don't live in Philadelphia. I live a half hour away from Philadelphia.
Oh,
and
they're not crackheads. You in the park. Oh, you in the part of the state that the president was fighting for. You in the suburbs.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Well, you know, the president said your suburbs are safe, Dwayne.
Listen, I've been safe. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If I'm the only cookie around all the white, you know what I mean? If I'm the only milk chocolate, you know what I mean? Dark chocolate around all white chocolate, I stand out. That means anything else that happens around here, they know where I am. They don't know
y'all.
You know
y'all. What? On that note, we need to go to a commercial break. I'm not entertaining the way tonight. All right, y'all, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You see.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Please leave your message for.
Hello?
Hello?
Who are we leaving a message for? Who are we calling?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out.
Hello?
That's him.
Oh, I don't know.
That was him? We on somebody's voicemail?
Yeah,
I guess so.
We got a voicemail. got a voicemail. I don't know what happened. I don't know what we was doing. I think that was me doing stuff on this end. So
don't judge me. It was you. I took my phone from there. I was like, wait, hold on. I just wanted to make sure y'all was on your toes, make sure you was doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Here's why. It's because Helen forgot. We were supposed to be announcing something today.
What were you announcing today?
See, Helen don't pay no attention. So I'm going to do it this way. Since Helen don't remember what we were supposed to do, I did something on my own. I went and did an initiative, and so I'm going to tell you how we're going to do this, and we're going to pay this forward, and we're going to announce the person who's going to receive the benefit of it on the January the 3rd show. I think that's the first Sunday in January. So here's what we're going to do, Helen. So remember how I reached out to you and I talked about raffling off a bike, right?
Yes.
So now we're going to take that endeavor and we're going to amplify that. So here's what we're going to do. Between myself and Helen, Helen is going to raffle off on her end a bike. The raffle is $1 to enter for the raffle, okay? That's it. If you're whoever in Helen's area who wins her raffle, they get a bike. But what we're also going to do is we're going to raffle off a bike in South Florida for someone as well. Now, here's the caveat to these bikes. There's going to be two bikes that's going to be raffled out, but the bike has to go to a child. And when we say child, that means under the age of 18. So if you are a whole adult, if you've been emancipated, if you got shit to do on your own, you do not qualify for this bike. So now adults. You can raffle in for your kids. You can do all those different things. But you have to have a young person in mind for this bike to go to. Now, Helen, remember how I told you this thing was going to get even bigger and better when we did the raffle?
Yes.
So here's why that's important. I've reached out to Tanya, and she was on the show, and she has the whole body medicine you know, therapy sessions and all of that. What we're going to do is we're going to take those proceeds that we receive back from the bike that is raffled off from you and from me, and we're going to take those proceeds and we're going to get at least one person signed up for her program so that way we can get some mental health awareness going on around here.
Okay.
Oh. Ain't that nice?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got so serious. I thought y'all would be excited.
No,
for that.
I thought you were still talking. I thought you had more to say. That's why I was just okay.
Now, hey, it might get bigger, it might get better, because, you know, people are always willing to add and donate and do all those things. So by Sunday show, we'll have the flyer and we'll have everything ready to tell everybody how they can be a part of it. We will give out the bike on the show of the We'll give the bike away on the show of the 20th. So the winner will be selected for the bike on the 20th. And the winner for the therapy will be selected January 3rd show. So, guys, get excited. We got a lot of stuff that we're going to be giving away and doing over the holidays. So if you're listening to the show, come out, be important. So we're going to make sure that we get the details out by Sunday. But just know there's a bike in South Carolina that's going to be up for raffle. There's a bike in Florida that's going to be up for raffle. And the proceeds towards that is going to go towards a very deserving
And there were
person.
Also...
Go ahead. What else we got?
There will also be another grocery giveaway to some lucky family for the month of December as well.
And we have a grocery giveaway.
I actually, a friend on my friends list on Facebook, her family lost their home this past morning. It was her, her five kids. And... I actually already donated groceries to her family, but I am still going to donate off to another family. So details will also be posted on that.
Okay.
And anybody can enter, as long as you can get to your Walmart and pick the groceries up. Anybody can. It's U.S. based.
So with all those different
okay,
things
so
going
put
on,
me in that,
more
that raffle
than...
right now. You got me in there already?
I can't with this dude. I'm done.
Listen,
but yeah,
make sure you enter. I just want my name in the hat. I ain't telling her to pick my name out the hat. You know, it'd be nice if she would do it, but you know. No, just in the hat.
So let's make sure that we can be a blessing in this season. All right, guys. So we only got about 5 minutes left, so y'all know what time it is. The show is coming to an end. So you know these Negroes that I work with don't play fair, so I'm going to say what I say now every show. I don't care what order they go in, but y'all please bless the people with a word.
We are in the season of giving. It doesn't have to be much. If you can help someone that needs help, now be that light in the dark. This year has been rough enough for everybody. And on that note, y'all have a good night.
Okay. Let's see. Let me get my brain together. I don't know. I want to take you back off of her, what she just said. You know what I mean? Like, be a blessing to somebody, man. You know, don't always just bring be a stress. You know what I mean? Be a burden on somebody. Because you don't know what that person going through that day. That quick hello, how you doing? Brighten up that whole person's mood, you know what I mean? So try to be a, as she said, a light in the dark. You know what I mean? So what I like to say, don't stress me out because I don't want to stress you out. Let's go. I'm good.
Whew. I didn't know how Helen was going to get through this show tonight, and her heart's been heavy. She's dealt with a lot over the last few days, and I wanted to end the show different. As we cross over into December, I wanted to say thank you, and I didn't want to say thank you just any old type of way. I wanted to say thank you because for those of you who are not entrepreneurs, for those of you who are not doing certain things, being with a person who absolutely goes out there and chases their dreams, it's hard to do. It's hard to be with. Because at times they're like paranoid schizophrenics, all over the place, mentally up and down, this and that. But I wanted to say thank you to my best friend. My absolute best friend on this planet is my wife. That is the reason why I chose to marry her, because she's my best friend. And in the season where mental illness, suicide, and depression reigns rampant,
She came back from postpartum. She physically died 3 times giving birth. She went through a lot. But I say thank you. I say thank you for being a woman who didn't lay down and die and continued to get up and fight. And this holiday season, I'm honored to be spending it with you. We've had a lot of loss. We've had a lot of gain. But most importantly, I found somebody who can put up and tolerate my stupidness. So on that note, I say thank you. I'm honored to be with you. And I hope that we have many, 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 many more years. So on that note, I'd just like to say, hey, Shawnee.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have I-20 and Devin the Dude here tonight. And they're going to talk to us a little bit about love.
Hey, Shawnee. I'll make you feel like you're supposed to be. I'll be good.
Man, she got through a cake and I can't even say we fucking no more. We love making and ain't no need fronting out and tossing the towel. And my girl calls me every hour on the hour. The walk first got me and a smile solidified. Had to get my brain in gear so I can try to get inside. She kept my interest till our shit kept growing. I love how my beater look on you in the morning singing.
Hey, Charlie.
And the reason why all my new cars are 2-seater scale.
Hey, Charlie.